Okay, so I'm gonna
thank you.
Yeah, four. I'm gonna call meeting to order. Our sole purpose, Krista.
I don't have my.
Oh, no, I do. Hold on. So I'm calling meeting to order, and we have a motion by Josh Summers, President of Focus Media. Just for example, President of Economic Development. And again, for the started a little after 9 and started late. I do apologize once again. Also, as part of our package, we have social services for ULC County Economic Development Agency. And then other guests at the final will be Josh.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's great to be here with you. The meeting in December, I told Suzanne about 10 days before that my fiance was having surgery that day, and I walked for some other dates in December, but I'm happy to finally be in front of you and give you an update about what we did in 2014, and also hear from you what some of your ideas are, but also tell you why we did what we did, and then, of course, get feedback. You know, this was 10 minutes now, but that odds is about 3 minutes, so it's going to roll through this. I know it's been a very long day for you. My company turns 13 years old in March. Very proud of it. Entrepreneurial thing started in the Hudson Valley. We're up to 20 people. I can tell you, in my industry, having a mid-sized firm, there's mom and pop, one and two person shops, and there's firms of 500. So we've done a very cool thing in the Hudson Valley. We have a satellite meeting space in Kingston, our headquarters in Goshen. But it was important for us to have some type of presence in Ulster County. So Jeremy Ellenbogen is my landlord and also my partner with the many video projects. But I've always strived, even though we're in the mountains and we're in the Hudson Valley, that doesn't mean we can't bring Madison Avenue here. And a lot of what we do is picking raw talent from Madison Avenue firms in New York City, people that live here and commute, so we've had a lot of success with that. And just by way of background, we're one of the largest agencies in the state outside Manhattan. We're actually the second largest, and we're the largest in the Hudson Valley. PRW and Inc. magazine has ranked us many years. And we're a full-service agency. That basically means that whether it's a website or radio or TV or strategy, whatever it may be, we do it all in-house. The only thing we farm out is photos and video. And once again, Jeremy Ellenberg is the key partner there. We have 30 clients that we currently are active with, but there's a handful of industries that we have multiple clients, and they're basically sectors that we specialize in. Economic development being a key area for us, and I'm going to briefly review just some of the work that we've done in economic development. It's interesting, the legislative chambers that issue campaigns, the Transportation Bond Act, which is a $3 billion measure, we had a press conference there in 2005, the first time I was ever in this building, and we got Ulster County's vote actually comes to pass. It failed the first time, but we've done a lot of issue campaigns, crisis work, tourism is actually our biggest industry that we work in. And Ulster Tourism is actually one of our largest clients in our portfolio, very important to us. But these are the areas that we work in. Ulster Tourism, which is one of our latest ads, is a team of relationship. We got hired in late 2010. For the last 4 years, we believe it's been a very successful partnership. You know, the proof is always in the pudding and what the outcome is. And we think there's a lot of positive indicators for tourism that we're meeting a lot of success. The first thing we did was, instead of just saying, let's run some print ads and keep doing what we're doing, we took a fresh look at the tactics of Ulster Tourism and how can we enhance the program. And our approach, because we're full service, instead of being comfortable in print or comfortable in a certain area in radio, we took a much more holistic approach to marketing Ulster County Tourism. And to give you an idea, we launched the first digital campaign of paid search, and today, over the last 4 years, 40% of your traffic to Ulster Tourism's website is search that we pay for and target users that are looking for upstate vacations, or they fit a certain profile. They're a woman 25 to 64 and they're searching vacations. Those are the types of things that we're doing with Ulster Tourism that we believe is very innovative and has resulted in positive numbers.
Have you researched?
In the case that I just mentioned, we do Google AdWords, so if they're searching, if they're in the New York metro market or in an area, a catch area that we're looking for, and they search a term that we buy, for example, upstate New York vacation, or Hudson Valley, whatever it may be, or pumpkin picking, or apple picking, whatever
it is,
we pay it. But one of the great things about the current website with Ultra Tourism is there's a lot of content on there, and that helps with search engine optimization so that on an organic basis, non-paid search, the site also performs very well. So you could search a term like Apple picking up state, and you might very well be on the first page because of this constant content that we're creating. One of the things that we recommended to Ulster Tourism, and we've seen other counties do it, we said this is something you should be doing, is using booking software so that transactions originate right from Ulster Tourism's website. So if you want to show ROI to, you know, the properties in Ulster County, that's one of the things that we...
When did we implement that, Tony? That would be last year.
By the way, my apologies, I know we're moving fast. Tony Reno, Senior VP of the Vice Brown, he's been working with Ulster Tourism 4 years. Whitney Barrett is the account executive, New Paul's his own, and she's a valuable member of our team, so sorry, guys.
Can we get a list of the keywords that you target?
Sure, be happy to. Enhance online experience. So you get someone to come to your website, it's a pretty website, but if you can get them for 2 or 3 minutes to watch a video, we think that's a very compelling thing. So we added the first video for Ulster County Tourism. We ended up doing 2 the first year. I think we're up to 4 or 5 now, Tony. We have more planned for next year. We wanted to give people the experience. So the first 2 videos we did, places to stay. We showcased many of the properties to give a flavor of that. And then things to do. Now, you guys, Ulster County, what a visual experience. And quite frankly, if you look at the 7 Hudson Valley counties with their towns and villages and the ridge, no one can hold a candle to you guys. And we thought that visually showing that would be very compelling. And we have thousands of hits on these web videos. We think it creates a positive user experience. So, and that's one of the first things we did with economic development, which we're going to share with you. Social media content. So the new newsroom. And if I'm going too long, guys, I can move things along. But I think you guys are very interested in this. You create your own audience. So if you like a page in your Facebook feed, you're going to hear from this, you're going to see anything that we post. We think that's very important because there's less and less traditional media outlets. So if you have 7,000 people that are liking your Facebook page and you can feed them information top of mind, you post 1 or 2 times a day, creating that audience of 7,000, which by the way is the largest of all the Hudson Valley tourism agencies in the 7 counties, that's an audience worth investing in and building. And once again, numbers is what matters. It's an indicator that we're doing good things. The last 4 years, the occupancy tax, as well as the overall tourism spending has been up. We've been seeing 4, 5, 6% increases every year. 2013, the latest number is 6.1%. So we're doing meaningful things. I can't say it's all because you have a great agency, but we're collaboratively working very well. And the market conditions always help as well. We're harnessing some positive things.
And how is that comparing to growth? If you're doing, you said tourism was a big part of your business. So for other clients, what are those percentage and increases looking like compared to others?
I think the most comparable indicator is that ILO New York puts out about other counties.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 of the counties in the Hudson Valley are down. And the others are, would they, 2-3% on average?
Yeah, for tourism spending overall, Ulster is up the largest increase. Green is up, I believe it's up 3%. But Delaware and Sullivan for the Catskills region are both down.
Mm-hmm.
So Duchess overall, Duchess is also up for visitors. And those numbers just came out probably last week for 2013.
So you're a $500 million industry. That's a big deal. You're the second largest in the Hudson Valley.
Do you capture numbers for Airbnb? What taxes paid on that? Or is that
I don't know. As far as our taxes paid on that, that would be a
question for the commissioner. Which that seems to be. There's a lot of tourism that's coming that way.
And we've heard that in other areas that being an issue where some counties are trying to capture that sales. I don't know a lot about how that mechanism works here.
But it's a way to measure the tourism impact.
Sure.
We know what's been budgeted or registered in the county. There's confidentiality rules in there, but information is submitted. The commissioner is personally responsible for that. If he shares data. Even if he needs, for example, he has to first data from the commission. Yeah, we know that, you know, who's registered, who's not, who's not, who's not, who's not.
Well, most people use an Airbnb, they aren't registering with the...
But the person who's registered, but again, the person who's registered, you know who's registered and who's not.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be easy to, it's very easy to do a on an Airbnb search and match it against who's registered. I'm just wondering if that's done.
It'd be interesting to find out if there's an impact here.
One of the cool things we're going to work on this year, last year, we wrote a CFA, a consolidated funding application for Catskill Tourism, which Rick Rensteiner was president of. And the cash got $270,000. We never wrote a CFA before. We're not in that business. We don't aspire to be in that business. But it kind of tested our ability to package economic development messaging, and that was like, a great thing. It's a great thing for the region. It all goes to marketing. And just by way of background, our work over the last 4 years has won a lot of acclaim nationally, from the travel guide that we did in 11 and 12 to the website we did in 2012. And our videos that we've done, the most recent three, have won a national recognition with the Telly Awards. The Silver Telly Award is the highest honor you can get from the Tellys, and the Things to Do video won a lot of acclaim nationally. Economic development, that's a little bit about Ulster Tourism, and we're happy to come back and talk more. Rick already said we're coming back, as long as TVA will have us. Economic development, by way of background, I think this is relevant just to the context of our conversation. The last 6 years, we've been the agency for Hudson Valley Economic Development Corp. That is the umbrella EDC for the Hudson Valley, seven Hudson Valley counties. Not only have we brought a lot to the table for them, we've learned a world from them as well. So it's really been a great experience. One of the most gratifying things we got to do was help them launch the 3D printing initiative that happened right in New Paltz. So they've decided, instead of just doing attraction work, they're now in the business of creating clusters or doing initiatives that can foster collaboration, which I'm going to touch on in a little bit more. So we did the national press on that. We did all the branding. We worked with all of this to help get New Paltz on the map as a 3D printing center. And that acclaim, we believe, helped get them the major grant that they got as well. A lot of that press helps with that process. So we're very proud of being HVDC's agency and doing something direct right in Ulster County. HVDC also launched the Food and Beverage Alliance. So here's a cluster that they believe should be fostered. Now, they're not attracting food and beverage companies. I'm going to touch on trying to attract clusters, and we think that's something that should certainly be considered for 2015. I know Suzanne's talking about it. Their point of view is, let's foster collaboration. So there's a food and beverage company in Ulster. Can they use a company in Orange or Westchester or Rockland to do the distribution? Can we foster collaboration within the Hudson Valley? So the Food and Beverage Alliance is very much about that. We did the branding, we did the marketing, we did the rollout, we're doing communication. Our ads won a lot of awards, but I'm going to briefly share. When I first started my business, we did a lot of the marketing for Sullivan County, for Sullivan County Partnership. For the last 6 years, we've been the agency for an incubator program, a very successful one in Orange County called the Orange County Business Accelerator, which is funded by the Orange County IDA. And that's been a great program. They've already created 100 jobs that started there and are outside and from graduates that have added companies. So we think that's very relevant experience and with their incubator program. And we've done some campaigns for Rockland County as well. In the last four years, we've won 27 awards from the Richmond Economic Development Council. Our understanding is that's a record, so that's cool, but of course we have great clients that help guide us. And in all the categories that we work in, we've won best in class in all of New York State in one year or another in these categories. So we're doing some good work. In fact, we're about to show you something that I don't believe you've seen before. It's our best economic development video we think we've ever created. And we're going to get a lot of awards for it together, so we're excited about it. So Ulster County EDA and the Office of Economic Development, our role was not to write an economic development strategy. In 2007, Ulster Tomorrow was adopted by your body. Our role was to develop a marketing program, internal and external, and that's what we worked on in Suzanne's office. The development of first of all, to talk about the messaging on that, I know there's some questions about our SWOTs. Before we did the SWOTs, we didn't want to walk in and say, so what do you guys think of Ulster County? We wanted to be more informed. We had good background, being in the Hudson Valley, some of us living in Ulster County, but we really wanted to be informed before we started, you know, facilitating discussions. So first thing we did was we did an audit of messaging tactics from other Hudson Valley counties. So if there's an opportunity that, Ulster County should be thinking of, maybe we should say, well, Orange County is doing this. So it was very helpful to do that. We noticed Sullivan and Orange for messaging and for some tactics that were good for Ulster to consider. We reviewed messaging tactics from neighboring counties outside the Hudson Valley. Now, Suffolk County is nothing like Ulster County. However, they're doing some very, very meaningful economic development tactics that we think Ulster County should consider. Review Ulster County's economic development materials and news media reports. So how do people perceive Ulster County from the outside? News media reports are good to look at. Now, outside a perception study, which is basically like a political style poll, which we were not going to commission with the limited dollars, the news media reports were helpful for us to understand before talking to your stakeholders and also your economic development circles, the Ulster Tomorrow. Tons of data. The executive summary was great. You should definitely minimally read that. But what was great was, is we read that before and after we did our programs, and we're consistent with that, which is always a barometer of the measure. And of course, discussions and collaboration with the Office of Economic Development. In our business, it happens a lot. You're an ad agency, you meet with the client, and a week later you come with just the client. You come back a week later with an ad. Here's your new ad with your messaging. Well, we wanted to go a step further, so we did this due diligence, and then we did the SWOT. And the purpose of the SWOT was not only to engage the business community and stakeholders. And by the way, Ulster Tomorrow, they have, and once again, this is an older document, 2007, but it is the document of record for this body. It talks about when you do an external communication strategy, seek input from appropriate business leaders, the economic development community, education partners, and citizens develop an outreach plan. So we thought there was significant value in talking to these stakeholders, and not only did it inform the process, it informed us. It really, so we did this upfront work and reading and research, but they really opened up and helped us hone our messages.
So you picked stakeholders.
We told Suzanne the type we wanted: representation from nonprofit to healthcare to education, manufacturing, food and beverage, and Suzanne identified them and provided them to us. And we felt that it was a strong representation. And we did three SWOTs, so we probably talked to 35 individuals that participated. And it was always a good indicator for us.
I mean, across the
county. Countywide.
When you talk, we made sure that we're representative
of all the different areas.
And in fact, we can provide the list to the committee who was on the SWOT.
So we wanted to engage stakeholders, but more than anything, we didn't want a message in a silo. We wanted to inform our process and really have that collaboration. Three SWOTs, companies, and not only other diverse industries, these are companies that are investing in Ulster County. So that they got skin in the game, and we thought that what they said should really resonate with us, and it did. And their points of view in the SWOTs, not only did it help give us the key messages, and the key messages, by the way, are consistent with Ulster Tomorrow, and that some of that was by accident. You know, we didn't want to say, these are your 10 strengths. We got that from the group and from some of our research that we did try to guide some of that. But it helped us come up with message hierarchy. So while we may have these 10 strengths, there's two things, if we're going to put a tag on or we're going to put something out there, that are most important: where we are and the quality of life. So you'll see in all our materials, the strategic location and exceptional quality of life, those are keynote messages that those three SWOTs, that's what resonated with people.
When you were going through the SWOTs, you had to develop a question, I mean, just the dynamic of how it happened. Did you, you're in the advertising business, so you know it is important how you ask a question.
Sure.
To elicit a response.
Yeah,
so while you had a lot of advanced information, I'm just curious as to the way in which the process evolved and how you drew that information.
I like to not guide that until I like to start out open. Oftentimes, if I get a cold room, I'll start with something that I know is probably true.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually, I did a SWOT yesterday with a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was afraid to talk because the senior vice president was there. But by 15 minutes into it, it was much more free-flowing. But if there's not consensus on a topic, it's not going up. I'm not sure.
Broad question.
It is. We're Ulster County strength, so we'll talk about that, and we'll go to weaknesses, and then when we get to weaknesses, you know, if there's something I think is missing, I'll ask the question. Does anyone think, you know, as a weakness, that the Hudson River is a strength or a weakness? And maybe only two categories. Okay. So I try, you know, being informed in advance, make sure that I'm able to facilitate more discussion on topics that they can really provide input in. I went in cold. You're not gonna get what you could out of them.
And it's my understanding you did not include in this analysis anybody who had been in discussions with the county about potentially coming here with a business, correct?
I think talking to them would have definitely been helpful. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that when we do corporate campaigns and marketing, we have we hire a research firm. We're most interested in those people after we develop our key messages internally. And then to test those messages in the perceptive study, what might change their mind. Mm-hmm. Politicians are always accused of push-pulls. They're not push-pulls. What they are is, what do you think of candidate X? And the candidate gets a 60% approval rating. Then they say, if you knew this about candidate X, would you vote for him or she? And then it goes to 65%. Wow, we should use that in our mailings. We should do that. Now, if it goes down or doesn't change, so when you talk about testing messages, I'd rather talk to those people if we could change their mind. Mm-hmm. So we didn't talk enough about quality of life or the fact that you can reach, you know, the entire New England market with this many people, or we have these thriving industries. I would be most interested in talking to them then if that makes sense. And the other great outcome of the SWAT is that these businesses are hungry for leadership with economic development. They want to be part of it. So we actually developed programming for the local business community for attraction and for retention and expansion based on the SWATs. They don't want us to do economic development in a vacuum and not interact with them. So I thought that was a very positive outcome of doing the SWATs. It was very helpful for us. It was helpful for Suzanne's office. Another deliverable for us that was, it was very helpful context for us when we start preparing our marketing materials. So we had a news media report. You know, Ulster County is a tough place to get projects approved. But there is significant, all three SWATs, a huge theme that I wasn't driving, that people volunteer, particularly the real estate community, it's very, very hard to get a project approved or get a project working in Ulster County. And we need to say we're open for business. So that was very helpful for me to hear that from the stakeholders in the group that's an important.
What's that area by where it is in the county?
Say that again?
There are some parts of the county where it's a lot harder to get a project than others.
That's true. Like the town of Ulster versus Newport.
The town of Ulster welcomes everything.
Right. Yeah, understood. But we thought that, you know, Newport's not. It's important. It's important for government to say we want you here. So, you know, we felt strongly, just like we did in Rockland with County Executive Day, we thought it was important for government leadership to be in the marketing. Ulster's proximity to markets and quality of life, based on the SWAT, our own due diligence of the SWAT, it was a theme with all three groups, our location and quality of life, that's why we're here. And this is something that I hope you agree with me on, and this is something we feel strongly about as far as regional work. Europe's a tough place to do business, we probably all agree on that. And the businesses that are here that we did talk to, and certainly our experience working with attraction in the Hudson Valley, most businesses are here either because they have to be for business reasons, or there's some compelling underlying reason they're here. So in New York, just because of the climate, we're running uphill. It's just the nature of it. So this was helpful when we decided, well, we have a limited amount of dollars where we spend it. So I'll expand on that. So the top tier messages, you've seen these already. You know, to the SWAT, the bullets that you saw, and hopefully I'm providing more context and information to you. But these are the top tier messages, with quality of life and location being the highest on the list whenever we're talking. By the way, I'll just say, Startup New York, whether you believe in the its ability, and clearly there's been activity, whether you think it's a marketing campaign or it's genuine, people are searching on the web for Startup New York, and the governor is spending $50 million a year through New York State ESD. And if we wanted to do some research, what if we got into Google Pay-per-click for Ulster EDA? There's 100,000 hits a month of people nationwide searching Startup New York. What if we bought that term and we're on the top of the web search of Startup New York, discover Ulster County, here's our video. That's the type of stuff that we can do in the future. And this year was really focused on building assets and beginning external outreach, but when you see the body of work that we got done in 6 months, we've gotten a lot done and we have strong assets. But these are our top tier messages.
And are you, how are you capturing, you know, so you started in a platform. I assume that you guys have kind of a baseline of performance indicators that you're looking at to measure success and figure out, you know, are you getting the things you need from the reach in whatever program? Are you building from that with performance indicators?
Now we built the baseline.
Right.
That's where we are now. We built the collateral, we found the website, and so now it's not.
But now you have performance measures in place that you will then use to say, coming this year, what traction did you get? And what are your indicators? Like, what are the things you're measuring to determine success of your programs?
Right, we're working on that as we're figuring out what we're planning on doing for this year. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to target our marketing and what...
And are you getting the biggest bang for your buck as far as these programs are?
Exactly.
You know, just like with tourism, if we don't bring jobs here, we're not going to work with you very long. Mm-hmm. We know that. But what I'll say to you is it takes time. We've been out in the marketplace for about 6 weeks with some mailings. It just takes time. And if we believe in the methodology and that we're making smart decisions where we're spending our money, it's going to come. You know, it's just New York's a tough place, and we want to be top of mind with decision makers. So anyway, I went through all the key messages.
I commend you on looking at surroundings, comments from all, and of course, plagiarism and economic development is the biggest compliment.
Sure,
absolutely. In my opinion. But when it comes to looking at the region and a broader scope of region, maybe even multi-state, It's really interesting sometimes to just look at businesses that came to different areas and try to figure out what type of business might be coming to this general region and what are their reasons for where they chose in terms of maybe, they're looking for something that we haven't fully identified or capitalized as an asset that could well be. So we're categorizing the type of business that seems to be coming to this region based on successes other areas have had and who actually came in. So we can build on that. Here what we're looking at is different counties saying, hey, come here, we got this. Come here, we got that. And we're saying, how's each one saying it and how well they saying it? Those are great words, those are great pictures, those are great colors, let's take that theme and run with that because it looks good. Or people that are already here think it's good. Mm-hmm. But why not take a look at those industries that have not come to us, gone elsewhere, and have a better understanding as to what type of industry they are and why they chose to go elsewhere and compare it to our assets and how we might reach them.
So I know Suzanne is considering some research along those lines for 2015. Our strategy was, because of New York, and I'm not going to get to it, like why we did what we did with marketing specifically to site selectors, but the gist is sometimes chasing those types of clusters could be elusive. And our point of view is if you want to sell your house, instead of mailing to the neighborhood of people that might be in the game to buy your house, maybe they're in the market, maybe they're not, I rather mail or promote my house to the real estate community because they're at the transaction level. They're in the game. They're in it every day. So we decided to market to site selectors. But I think what you're talking about is something Ulster County should certainly continue to explore and research and see if there's types of companies that are synergistic here.
Don't have to be broad-based in terms of what you do. For example, if it's a certain category of industry, then you say if it was a certain kind of technology, I'm just, pulling that out, could well be. They have specific trade shows. We could put up a booth. They have a trade magazine that you could do something in there. You know, it can be very specific, or it could be bookshop, if you don't know unless you take a look at it. And I do have a question about the ad that was done on site selector. I looked at it. In this magazine, it rated New York State as the 23rd best place to do business, which is not exactly complimentary, and we're 49 other areas with competing ads to the ad that that we ran. And I looked at the ad that we ran, and I noticed you said location and quality of life are the two things that we're building on, but these pictures don't show the location, the geographic advantage of location, and they don't really show the quality of life. It looks like something from a community college.
Yeah.
And so, given the high level of the cost, the amount of competition that you have from all these other ads, I'm not sure how that's building on the conclusions you reached before.
Well, quality is certainly represented in the ad. I mean, we would be happy to, you know, have deeper discussions about our creative and how to refine it. We're always open to how to make the ads better, et cetera. But you know, certainly,
where did the pictures come from? Are they stock pictures or?
We have a lot of Ulster, almost a lot of Ulster tourism photos, but these could very well be stock. I'm uncertain. I wasn't involved personally in what photos.
They don't even look like it from here.
Maybe I'm going to talk about Site Selection magazine in a couple of minutes. Maybe we can come back to that. That work. This is a video that we did that our key messages were brought together on. It's only 3 minutes. But I think it'll give you some additional context.
This is Ulster County. One of the most exciting parts about Ulster County, New York, is its strategic location with easy access to all the major markets in the entire Northeast. We're talking easy access over 22 million people.
From here you can reach one-third of the U.S. population and two-thirds of the Canadian population, all within a one-day drive. From a business perspective, it's great to be so close to New York City and access to three major airports. It's a great place to both live and work. For our business, which is feeding people, agriculture, the Hudson Valley is actually probably one of the premier growing regions in the country.
And we also delight in sending our guests, more than 100,000 people each year, two local restaurants, two local businesses. We think it's great that they're up here with us, and we want them to learn about Ulster County. It's such a special place.
We have culture, history in our main streets, whether it's from Saugerties to New Falls to Kingston, Woodstock. It's just a great place to visit and to live in.
I hear from companies all the time that everywhere has a great quality of life, and they really believe that until they come to Ulster County and see that we genuinely offer a four-season way of life that isn't like what other places have.
We've got affordable living, we've got wonderful businesses, and a great culture. The history is incredibly rich, and there's so much to do in this area.
Companies looking to come to Ulster County should know we have an affordable cost of living and a very competitive wage structure.
We love Ulster County because we have an incredibly talented workforce and a great university system that are turning out wonderful candidates every day.
Ulster County is fortunate to have two SUNY campuses for Startup New York. SUNY New Falls and SUNY Ulster, both are eager to make businesses at home here in Ulster County.
We're in conversation with a number of companies about the opportunities to partner with SUNY New Falls through the Startup New York initiative. We're very excited about this. We're looking particularly at companies who have a focus that links closely to academic strengths at SUNY New Falls, and there's lots of opportunity here.
As we've established ourselves, we've got tremendous support from the county, executive down to every citizen, you know, that enjoys our product. We've gotten a lot of support from the county.
Our company feels that Ulster County is a very business-friendly environment. Ulster County is open for business. County Executive Mike Pine created the Office of Economic Development so that there be a front door for businesses looking for help.
We are committed to making your business transition a success.
so welcoming, and we're prepared to assist you through every step of the process to make sure that you go smoothly and will transition to Ulster County in a wild success in the business.
We feel like everyone here is going in the same direction, and it's all about doing the best that we can for Ulster County. How about helping your partners?
We believe that all the key messages that we came out with the SWAS and were recommended to the UCDA board that adopted those messages are represented in that video. And in 3 minutes or less, they go to our homepage and we tell them what we're about. So it is challenging a half-page ad to, you know, to convey what that video conveys. But we're always open to enhancing, you know, our creative. So.
But if the ad could be to direct people to the video.
Sure. And the video wasn't completed yet, but the video certainly would absolutely be a keynote thing. So just, and I know it's been a very long day, I just want to summarize what we've done this year. So we talked about the stakeholder SWATs. The county exec asked us to recommend new names. He felt that the Office of Business Services did not communicate a clear front door. And we surveyed every state agency. It actually wasn't that hard to get the list. And they all had communicated a clear front door. Most of them did. With the Office of Economic Development, it was just very clear. It wasn't hard to change. We used the county seal. It worked out, we think, pretty well. And then the Economic Development Alliance, using the word alliance, government and business working together, and that was adopted by the board. And the Ulster County key messages were adopted by the board, so we feel that that collaborative process brought a positive result. And then for this year, we identified what we should get done in the first, you know, from June to December, and the focus on building marketing assets. That video is a keynote culmination of that. We created internal communications, which I'm going to summarize very quickly. I know you're, once again, been a long day. And what's the best use of resources? So we have limited dollars. What's a smart way to spend it? So we began electronic outreach through an e-newsletter. There's actually 1,800 email addresses that Office of Economic Development have. Not only does it include local stakeholders, it includes site selectors and the real estate community. So this is great outreach to talk about the things happening in Ulster. And a 30% open rate is a good measurable result, as the average open rate is about 20% for government emails. The other thing that we did,
Do you utilize the Follow Me app
on Facebook?
No, on the internet. I can do that as a in real estate. The way it works is when someone searches certain key terms, your ad can follow them, so it automatically appears.
So the
digital ad
network.
Yeah, we'll
profile and
that's
what we'll do some of it.
That's a pay per click. This isn't.
Oh, no, digital ad network. So this is this kind of working. So somebody is searching for vacations.
Yeah.
And it's going to a lot of tourism sites. They are profiled as somebody in the market.
If it's cooking on their computer, we follow them around.
Yeah. So now we start following them. And we'll serve them a few different times, and if they don't click on our ad, we're not going to waste that. At that point, we're paying for an impression, not for them to click on it. So if we serve them 3 ads and they don't click on it, we're not going to. And it could be 2 different ads for the same Pearls or County. If they don't click on it, we're not going to serve them another. Yeah, we'll follow them.
The common term are digital ad networks and retargeting, but we do that for a lot of our business and consumer customers. And Rockland County Economic Development actually did a campaign on that. Electronic outreach, in addition to the newsletter, we took this playbook from Putnam County, believe it or not, and it's a great idea. Internal and external stakeholders, just to get featured property, send them a few listings of things that they should know about. Once again, this is free, so to touch them with some of these ideas, and do a monthly email blast.
You used that for the breakfast. I saw that. Wasn't that part of what you handed out at breakfast?
Probably, yeah.
So we talked about building audience with social media. So this year we have 1,100 likes for the Office of Economic Development. That's not bad for business to business, but 918 of them are since August. So we've had a concerted effort to build that audience. And when we get to 3,000,
We're talking to 3,000 people every day in our Facebook feeds that are top of mind. We talked to Mike Oates and Larry Gottlieb, that are, they follow each other's presence of HBDC. They will tell you that companies, they've attracted companies to the Hudson Valley, that they like Hudson Valley UDC and they follow them around and they're top of mind. A lot of what we do in our business is top of mind. This is building an audience. As far as programming, the SWAS people want to be engaged. We had an idea, Suzanne honed it, and refined it. We really like this a lot, building Ulster County together. And this presentation is going to happen quarterly. We had our first one in October. It's designed to foster collaboration within the development community. Architects, real estate professionals, builders, planners, commercial bankers. Have a speaker, so we have Larry Gottlieb from HBDC. He talks about development and the state of the economy. And these people in the room and networking. This is a great, inexpensive thing for the Office of Economic Development to foster. And it in the end, the hope is it'll create transactions and collaboration. Another thing we did, in the end, you never know how many people would show up for a Spanish-speaking seminar. We got 20 people in Ellenville. We're actually very happy with that. It's great outreach. It shows the diversity in the county. We've got good press out of it.
I don't.
But I heard the content was great.
Before then, they just said Hernandez.
We have to Rodriguez shorten for Hernandez.
We think it's a great thing. I know Office of Economic Development is planning one in Kingston. Building assets, we developed four collateral pieces. You know, we're pleased that in a short period of time, it's really a labor of love because, you know, we got the Office of Economic Development, UCDA, to agree on the key messages. And when you start drilling down, with a lot of collaboration. You know, how do you describe the IDA? How do you describe ready to go? We really got a lot of collaborative help, and these pieces. We think are going to be, you know, major award-winning pieces.
I see the same pictures on there as were in the ad, the stock photos. Can't we do better than that?
For the photo shoot, we could do better getting those.
Well, you have the tourism photos, and yeah.
We do. So
you could just build shots from your video.
Check out the ones in this town.
The ones on
We have a lot of great tourism photos, but we didn't set up a photo shoot for some local. You know, we put the video by way of dollars and priorities.
You could take pictures from the video.
We tried. In the end, a lot of us thought the same thing, that you can put up pictures, but we didn't have. When you put the pictures from the video in there, it just didn't look.
When you go for stills, you got to shoot for stills. It's a different setup, different lighting.
Yeah.
But
you know, certainly it depends on, you know, the quality of the video.
So we built those assets, and finally.
But time to go back. I mean, you have one chance to make a good first impression, and I don't understand why we wouldn't want to have our very best pictures on the front page of our primary piece of material that we're sending out.
Well, I think we're gonna have a lot of bites of the apple. You know, this
first few photo shoots. I think they're very professional, and
The photos are perfect from a technical point of view, but I don't think they show the county.
But I think they asked if they were stock or not. Other people aren't going to know, and I think that they look like what we
want
to portray.
They look like models and community colors.
Okay, but just so you're aware, as far as leveraging the tourism photos, we have a lot of Ulster County photos in all of our pieces, so it's. You know, getting these tight shots of business and et cetera, that's probably why we use stock photos. But once again, I wasn't at that granular level with the photo selection.
Yes.
If I may, Jeff, first of all, I just want to thank you and your team for being here at this late hour.
Yes.
It's been a very, very long day. And I want to commend you and your company for everything I've seen. I know Legislator Wishnick is a little critical of the photos. One thing I think that you might want to include in the future is possibly, and this is something I think is a key ingredient to any company planning a relocation or a startup, let's be honest, they want to know what benefits they're going to get. And I really think, you know, that needs to be put into the mix. But everything I've seen I think, is an excellent job in a very short period of time to develop it.
Yeah, and incentives are on every document, but with this survey, and this certainly, and for example, a lot of times talk about, an aggressive IDA and certain pilots, and,
right.
we used, what was commonly accepted to start up New York available, there's a ready-to-go program, we have IDA benefits, but if we're able in the future to be more specific,
I don't think your title needs to be all inclusive. I mean, you're touching on the point, and it begs some questions. Like, if you're interested, if there's enough there to grab.
But that's probably the top. All right, we're in California. Let's start in New Tulsa County. What are they going to give us?
Quality of life and its location.
Okay. And what are you going to give?
You got to hammer the quality of life and location. You show quality of life and pictures, and you show location by maps, regional maps.
And fortunately, with the video, we were able to really capture all of that interest.
So, like all of us in the room, and all 23 of us in this legislature, we all campaign, every other year on economic development, bringing jobs to the area, lower property taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So then the 7 of us are selected out of 23 legislators to be the most passionate, have the best ideas for economic development. So I would hope on that note, this is our opportunity to interact with them, that this presentation is also to elicit our opinions that maybe you would, take to heart some of our suggestions.
Of course.
So a few suggestions I have, just some ideas, it seems to me with economic development in general, say IBM Corporation, understand we're talking about light years ago, with a different, it wasn't the global economy, et cetera, but for purposes of brevity, cutting right to it, IBM came to the town of Ulster, to his district.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't necessarily come to Ulster County. And I feel that this, whole strategy is, telling people to come to Ulster County. I understand it's a county agency and it's county funding, but if there was more specificity that describe the historical background very succinctly, this is where, and it could be industries that came and left, like IBM, but you could say, town of Ulster and Kingston has a rich history of, computer technology and chip manufacturing and sales and marketing when IBM was here, and the different, the different communities that have had a history, current or past, and that would have the look for the potential of future industry to come to those areas where you're target marketing a specific community. And then in the ad, the Geico Insurance Company, they have so many different versions of ads, and they go through that famous company out of Chicago, the marketing company. And, there's so many different versions of it, but if there's more than one version of what you guys are doing where, nothing, they're going to expect Suzanne Holt is, for source credibility. Obviously she's going to say, and this is nothing derogatory towards you, but you're obviously going to be saying positive things about economic development in Ulster County. If we had more, say, government officials, Mayor Murphy from the Village of Saugerties, or, the Mayor Quigley from the town of Ulster, or the different government officials saying, come to Kingston, come to town of Ulster, come to Saugerties. We've had a history of these types of industries have been successful here, and, we're looking for more people to come, or we think we have a good area where we could bring these types of industries to the community, because I really think, for the most part, industries come to individual municipalities and locations, and the idea about where you're showcasing specific commercial tracts of land that are for sale or for lease, that there needs to be more of that, because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for come to Ellenville because there's this lot that matches exactly what we're looking for. And so if you can do more of that to tie in with the sale of Ulster County on a macro level, that's where I think you'll get the hook to bring in specific industries. Because it's my belief, I've had a conversation with Fawn, and she was disagreeing with me on that point, saying how there was a marketing program in years past when she was on the legislature, where they actually targeted companies, and it was Albany County versus Ulster County. And Ulster County came up with a strategic wine and dine type strategy that worked, and it hooked the company in here. So I can understand
the premise of doing that. And what I'm saying is, like, not, like, obviously you got to do both. But I'm just saying, I think that if you target specific areas with that historical background and then the foresight to see what fits are going to come in there, that's putting all the pieces together. And then the question I had is, what type of interactions specifically do members of, like, local town and village boards and then the corresponding planning boards have with, like, I'm curious what it is, maybe have more of that, and then tie it all together, like what I'm saying, and I think that's a winning mix, you know?
Okay. I think you make a lot of really good points. I think we're at the point now where, you know, we wanted to build our collateral. We wanted to have a professional base to put forward. And now we're actually at the, you know, sort of cutting edge and figuring out exactly how we're going to move forward in 2015. And we looked at a lot of different strategies, and so I think you make a lot of good points.
Yeah, like if you had, say, like, town supervisor Greg Helmsworth from Sawgrees comes on, he says, Sawgrees is great, but for tourism, we've had an expansion. Then you have Mr. Scorbani, the owner of Hicks, comes on and says...
particular industries, and, you know, the technopreneurs that might go into Kingston, or value-added food products that might go into different places.
So it's identifying clusters that are more... that are what we as a county should be targeting because of what we bring to those specific business clusters.
And I also know, I sent you all this last year personally, I thought I got a lot of the mission to it. One of the things is, one of the things I don't like about us is there's so many agencies, and there's so many, you know, town this, and, you know, IDA this, and, you know, they wanted, who's in charge around here?
Where am I going?
Who's going to make things happen for me? And I think that's a lot, we tried to get a lot of that in this. Listen, we have an Office of Economic Development. We are your gateway. We will
help navigate the county.
We'll show you where you go.
And we'll introduce you to the town supervisor and the planning board, and we'll take you to the IDA, and that's what we do.
And I know that, and even if I, you know, Suzanne's interaction with him all day long, the calls are, you know, this is what I need. And she creates that, you know, there's no solution to your problem. And a lot of the times, it's calling the town of Ulster, it's calling, you know, and putting it together and just making it easier for them. And there's a lot of what she does on the day-to-day.
And some of the assets you'll create going forward are those testimonials, whether it be a video or a blog, where a business that's been here from somewhere else tells the story of how easy it was for them to do business and move their business over. And so as you go forward, you create that, you spread that message.
I think more videos are important that are more specific. I think this is sort of for everybody.
We shot a lot of raw footage. We think we can build out 3 or 4 more videos just to put heads. Mm-hmm. And we spend more time with a business owner about the functionality of how easy it is to navigate the county. You know, we talked to one or two business owners about their manufacturing business. So there's a lot of opportunities to build more videos, even without filming new.
And what I think I'm hearing, too, is that this is the year of research. You're going to spend time kind of drilling down into and to develop your target market.
I'd like to do both. I'd like to do market industry office, but I'd also like to do some micro-campaigns.
Mm-hmm. And custom.
And we're working on, you know, what we think those should be.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I have a question for Kim and Andrew. I've been struggling to get my head around where the strategies come from. At first, I was under the assumption that strategies were coming from focused media, and that's what they've been retained for. Then I had a different impression from Dennis. The creation of the strategies, correct me if I'm wrong, the impression I'm getting is that focused media is acting as a quality consultant in terms of, we need these products, produce them for us. We need this collateral in this way, the video, the brochures, we need the online presence, but they're not necessarily figuring out what is the best strategy for the campaign coming back and presenting how you're going to get economic development, although they may have some suggestions along the way. Where is the actual top tier of economic development strategies being generated within Ulster County?
Well, taking that we're following Ulster Tomorrow, which is the overall policy umbrella, with the county executive leadership, we're setting economic development strategies.
Who is doing
it? Myself, Dennis, and with Unfocused Media is a partner at the table. and we're all doing it.
So you folks sit around the table and...
We don't sit around the table. It's just discussions. We're meeting with businesses all the time and seeing, you know, I've been this year, I don't know if I've told you, I'm getting my certified economic developer. So I went to, I'm enrolled in the University of Oklahoma's Economic Development Institute, which is the premier economic development institute in the country. I have been to Indianapolis for 5 days with other economic development experts around the country, seeing what they're doing. I went to the Cornet. Josh has really pushed me to the importance of trade selectors. Went to the Cornet conference in Washington, D.C. with, and let me just take a step back. The whole economic development thing is my own budget, my own incentive, you know, my own initiative. So it's not paying for it.
Thank you for that clarification.
Good one, Tuesday. New York State took a booth at the Cornet, at the Cornet conference, and so I went with Maureen Callahan from Orange County. And so the county paid our transportation, but New York State paid for everything else. And met with my directors and saw, you know, in addition to being with Maureen, who's amazing from the Orange County Partnership, saw what Idaho was doing and what all kinds of other organizations all around the country were doing as well. So, you know, what we're doing, Focus Media is an enormous resource and partnership, but Ken and Dennis and the county executive and myself, and we're figuring it out. And
so you're training to be an economic professional economic developer through certification.
Well, I'm trying to stay cutting edge. I'm already an economic
developer professional. I saw that in the process of how this happened. It's just people bouncing ideas off each other, saying stuff about this, stuff about that. Normally there's a process to deciding this, okay, this, we're putting this strategy together in this way. How did that happen?
I think that we collaborate, and then at some point we pull the trigger and make a decision. And but it's after a lot of discussion and a lot of different
we create options for the county president to consider to decide which ones we're going to deal with. I mean, that operates as senator of the county.
And right now, by the contract for 6 years, it's going to come before you in February. So by then, I plan to have a plan in place. Right now, we're considering all the options. And trying to figure out what exactly, we have a lot of ideas, but trying to figure out what are the priorities. Depending on the budget, we can't do everything. A lot of different strategies.
It all depends on what works, though. I mean, what you said previously was, you could take Niagara Bottom, please don't anybody throw it in
there.
So, some people have to read that to see that as the godsend. But if it doesn't become the godsend, you got to take choice B. So you might put all your eggs in, a lot of your eggs in one basket. But then all of a sudden, maybe something else comes along that you never thought of. Or you, all of a sudden, you get a lot of hits and somebody says, hey, wow, I heard about the Niagara thing, but, I would like to do whatever else there,
That's a lot of work. I think it's right, because, we've had a lot of interaction with different views on Niagara Bottle. It's almost like they want us to be, we're not the deciders. The Tom Volcker, the Sidney Kingston, Tom Woodstock. Really, our goal is to work with companies, identify the available programming, provide technical assistance, and kind of move that forward. And again, there's hit and misses. Let's say at this point, a lot of work went into that. You see that,
But I appreciate that, and I didn't mean to step on you there. But I think really what the nut of this is, I think everybody's looking at there's this magic. People are sitting around at a table, let's go. What has been developed and what we, I believe my vision of it is, we're trying to make the phone ring.
That's right.
We're not saying we want this company or that type of company or everybody's using, sectors and groups. In this day and age with the competitive business and, technology, let's make the phone ring. A water company, a widget company,
And also, if you bring up what you're saying is true, what are the infrastructure issues and challenges? Because no matter what you do on any level, if we're not addressing those things,
Right, but that's something, and really this is a good discussion. I just wish it was 4 hours earlier. Suzanne, you know, with the relationship with the planning department, you know, 2-3 years ago, representatives from planning went around to every municipality and really sat down with their supervisor, their planning consultant, their planning board chairman, and laid out, what do you want anything? I know towns have said, we want nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the meeting in Alston. Bring it in. But that was already done. So the planning department,
But here's the thing. I mean, a plan that was done in 06, 07 is a good basis. I mean, it was the first attempt at really capturing, what is in this county, what are we about. It is also one of the things that evolves constantly. It is not... So while we have a document that was written back there, I think that the elements of a good strategic plan evolve from testing, knowledge, research, all of the things that we're talking about. And I think it's incorporated, but I think we're kind of looking at it and talking about it, you know.
Strategic or strategic, I mean, so much is for him. Also, tomorrow is a little bit. It's about before the charter.
Before an economic downturn.
Just like the last year and a half, we've gotten our act together. We've got everything consolidated under one umbrella. We've got the IDA booking. We've got the economic development alliance kind of reincorporated and set up to do business. And a lot of this work that Josh has done, I think done well, is a baseline stuff, it's basic stuff. There's a lot of work to do this year. And I know Suzanne and I have spent a lot of time looking at it, coming up with things to work with the committee on and bring and get input on. We need help. I know we're talking about Shovel Ready. We're talking about, we need help to expand the Shovel Ready program so it works better for all the towns than it was originally thought of years ago. I know that the Self Revolving Loan Fund, looking at that, those dollars that are available to us, and being more creative with the use of those budgets.
Well, and even how we need to appeal at the state assembly level, if we need things changed there, again, that's where this body can be very beneficial
We're ready, willing, and able to work any time. And it's time to relook at Ulster tomorrow. Any technical assistance our side can provide to that process, love it. But we're there. We're happy to do it. It's tough to do in a one-hour committee meeting.
It is.
But again, if this committee wants to do that kind of work with it, we're happy to work with you and write all of our resources and have that discussion.
Help with the trouble that you are, and that would be a huge,
hugely
appreciated.
So just to build on this, as far as making the phone ring, so some context from our point of view, limited available resources, although I will say, Ulster County is spending money on marketing, where a lot of the neighboring counties don't. They staff it, and that's where it ends, and they wait for the phone to ring, and they run around with site selectors or companies because the phone rang. You're doing external marketing and investing in it. We're running up a speed field convincing companies to come to New York. I think we probably all agree on that. Our work with HCDC, we both have the same point of view, that the free market will be the largest driver of whether or not a company wants to come here. They come here because they need to be in this location. There's other factors. And to impact that, we can spend millions of dollars a year on it, like the governors do, with the New York State, East Empire State Development. And he's doing that work for us. He's telling people, consider New York. So with our limited dollars, our point of view is what we should be doing with that money is build awareness for Ulster, New York. So the site selector, the person at the transaction level, working with a company, considering New York, upstate New York, if they consider Ulster, instead of figuring out what cluster should we go after or whatever, these guys are at the real estate transaction level. And I'm not saying we don't do the research and we try and build a cluster or force a collaboration, but this, to us, was a good use of resources to begin building equity with site selectors. So that's our point of view of where we should be going in the future. And we propose that to Suzanne's office as something to consider. So that's our point of view. So Site Selection Magazine, they have a vetted list. So we're not going to try, whether or not we have to improve the quality of the creative or make enhancements, they have a vetted list of not only subscribers, but more importantly, instead of buying a list from InfoUSA and trying to figure out, are we mailing to manufacturing companies in Idaho or here or there, they have a pristine list of 10,000 site selectors in the Northeast. We want to mail to them. So if a company is considering New York, their real estate guy or gal knows that Ulster, New York is a viable place that they should consider.
I would assume that all the other people who get ads and get access to the list would be doing something similar.
By the barometer,
really need to pop in some way in that.
Okay, so this is the next slide, and I swear I'm done. This is a great, thank you for listening to me. So what should we consider in 2015? So I've given Suzanne a bunch of options. Of course, my firm would love to continue to be your partner, but meanwhile, we've done some meaningful things, and we're here as a resource. So we think the programming that you're doing for the expansion and retention and education programs should keep happening. We should promote it. We should publicize it, promote our wins. Increase internal communication. We're doing a quarterly e-newsletter. Probably should be every month. More publicity so we can get a win. Let's celebrate it. Let's have press conferences. Let's all hold hands to say Ulster County open for business. We'll talk about that later. Build social media audience. We have 1,000 likes on Facebook. Let's shoot for 2,000. I think we'll get it. More videos. They come to our website. Let's have a one-minute video on this, a one-minute video on that, about a cluster that's successful, or how easy to do business in Ulster.
A story on an individual business.
A testimonial.
I think of the tourism video with Yvonne Helm. That thing is insane. It's amazing.
30,000.
Internationally.
Yeah. So our point of view at Focus is, and whatever you decide to do, we believe the best use of the dollar is build equity awareness of site selectors. They're at the transaction level. We encourage you to consider a continued campaign to them. When we do these mailings or ads, why not have a site selection event? Give them a tour of Mohawk, show them the quality of life, show them some available sites, have a dinner. That's a best practice that economic development agencies do. Mm-hmm. Partner with Hudson Valley Economic Development. You know, let's show them what we're about. Mm-hmm. It's a slam dunk.
Let's stay in Mohawk. We have amazing communities here. We can find partners to do that with us.
We talked about National Google AdWords campaign. Someone starts a startup in New York or a business in New York. Let's do a National Google AdWords campaign. Drive them to our video. Drive them to our website. That's a good use of dollars. Suffolk County IDA, I think this is great. They have a chutzpah to do it. They're running ads on CBS Radio in New York and 1010 Wins. But they're trying to talk New Jersey companies. Why? They're in the same New York metro as we are. Plus, we're 45 minutes from Albany. And it's a very, very aggressive and type of camp. We do with Ulster Tourism. Mm-hmm. Even though it's B2C versus B2B, it says we're here. Here, you know, here's our brand. Think of Ulster when you think business. You know, doing those type of spurts can really start to build brand equity and help everything else up.
Yes, Texas was doing that on New York State. They're running.
Doesn't that kill you?
Well, yeah. Like, a year ago I heard them. It was like,
Perry was running around, I think, when Cuomo was in the city. Broadcast, so we think broadcast advertising. We think we should have, instead of coming to the government website, you know, here's our 7 or 8 pages, and it was very well done. We rewrote it with Suzanne's help. We put the new messaging, the video up. We think come to ulsterny.com and have a very consumer-based, in-your-face website that hits you with a video right away, big pictures. And we have limitations of the online experience being within the boundaries of the government.
And there's a shovel-ready site that you can click on to get all the details.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there's a fee that I believe you currently have on your site of available sites that the real estate community can upload into. But that should certainly be on this microsite. So we're talking about, instead of doing a 20-page website, maybe a 10-page website, we have all the things we want to talk about, all our key messages, but tell a much more visual story.
Ready to go.
Video. It's a...
Well, you can build it geared on different businesses, small business, individual business. I mean, you could...
I'll give you an example. We did the Choose New York Hudson Valley campaign for HVBC 7 or 8 years, 5 or 6 years ago. Each main cluster, there's 10 of them, Hudson Valley had its own page with its own video. You know, it was a very expensive initiative, but wow, it definitely was a wow factor. And Mike Oates, when he was CEO at the time, he credited me. And we did, we mailed the site selectors. We used Site Selection Magazine. And they stuck with it for a while, and it paid dividends. So we feel good about it. But we think, as a final piece to consider for 2015, these are
well, if you suppose you channelize micro websites by cluster,
Or have one website with a page dedicated to a cluster?
Well, it could even be more, because you could do, if you really focus and put it in that way, and you have a different domain name, the main point to the same basic website,
yeah,
you do that as a subdomain. That way it's like, you want to do whatever category you pick. And then you have a whole web presence dedicated to that particular kind of thing, which shows why our area is appropriate for it. You don't have to weed through everything else and what looks like we're really designed for that kind of business.
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing that we would do if this was an initiative that Suvan's office decided to do, we would propose a campaign, a site map. I'm getting a little tired, I'm sorry. We would propose a site map. This should be the user experience. This is how the information should flow. Here's a JPEG of what it could look like. We build out a website. You know. That's our presentation. I'm sorry it went so late, but this would help. I felt bad about the December meeting. And I always stay here until 1 in the morning, so we would...
This was kind of a transition on the same page when it comes to economic development. There's nothing more important that we're going to have this year. I don't want to have a situation where the argument is, tell me this, I will preserve every phone call. She did talk to her, she's going to start coming to meetings on a regular basis every couple of months. I really want to create the kind of comfortable dialogue between the branches here. This is so important to us.
I don't think any of us is being here if we didn't have a passion for how to make things better. So I do think that, collectively, we all want the same thing to happen.
I know we do.
And information and communication is the best way to facilitate.
Yeah. Tell us what you need and what we're going to make it happen to. It's that important. We can't mess it up. I want any legislator on the table to make their thing. I don't know what's going on, right? I'm not in the lead for, my ideas aren't being, not being listened to. I just feel uncomfortable.
I think it's important too to understand direction of what you see as important key areas of focus for 2015. Having built the foundation.
The good news is broken through here, you've got to approve a contract to spend money. So we're going to have that dialogue.
I look forward to it. I'd like to do it not minutes before we have to vote on it. That's my big
question. I think we've said something important before. Wait, what are you saying?
I'm going to make it quick. So, and it's going to address something you brought up, because I was paying attention to what you said before. You said part of it, and then there's
a question about government.
So, I'd like to see, and I know he partially brought it up, an impetus for us to continue with this. So maybe, like all of us, ask to be on this committee. So we have an obligation not only to the districts we represent, but to the other legislators, their districts too. So if we do like some brainstorming, and if we were to, within our committee, we brainstorm, and every, say, 3 or 4 months, so it would be 3 or 4 times a year, we turn in our brainstormed ideas that we should take it upon ourselves to actually, interact with our colleagues in the legislature so their districts are being represented also. And then it would be, the onus would be on us to actually, attend, our planning board meetings within our local communities and, talk with our local mayors or town supervisors and people on the planning boards and, try and put all this together and strategize ideas for, I recognize what Legislator Maloney is saying about, you want to make the phone ring, but at the same token, I think,
you know, targeting specific types of industries to specific locations and specific legislative districts, if we can all put it together.
Of course, and you should be confident to know that to Suzanne, myself, the county manager, we're talking to your supervisors every day. You know, Jim will tell you, and there's that kind of, they're on board with all of them.
But I think we as legislators on this committee, we need to do more too.
The other thing is, feel free to call me. You don't have to wait for 3 or 4 months. I mean, legislators call me all the time, and other elected officials, and I think I call every.
Oh, no, great. Yeah, that's
so,
the normal process.
If you
have
an idea, like, call me immediately.
All right.
Please.
So, Ken. Yes.
Yeah.
Another guy.
But this is a really good Ken.
You mentioned before that in February we would be presented with a work program for the strategy for the year, to put some meat on the bone. And I think that's the logical cooperation point, so we can anticipate what's going to be done during the year. And if we have suggestions to how to tweak that, that would be the opportunity to give and take. So we know what's coming out.
Yeah,
we know
I want to have a working relationship.
That's the one.
If you want something tweaked, that you feel confident that we agree to it, we say we're going to agree to it, and we do it, and, you know, I don't have to hold a contract because I'm worried that, you know, you're not going to, you know, put my tweet that you said you would do with me. I really want to have a relationship where the committee is very comfortable with the work that's going on, and, you know, that, you know, the input, you know, we might not like what your suggestion is, but we'll tell you that. Talk about why or what works for you.
Yeah,
I
think that's all we want. And that's the perfect segue for what we want. No, what we want for the February meeting is the scope of duties is attached to the agenda. So let's look at that, whatever you may want. Let's face Krista, and let's set that up for our February meeting. I've spoken to John since Lauren has said to me they might walk the committee. I need to stay as is, so there will be no transition for anybody. I think everybody's committed to it, so I don't see any changes occurring in the committee, which I think is a good thing. But let Krista know, and then we'll maybe the third week of January. Towards the end, because our meeting would be the third, so that way we can schedule what you want for that time. Then,
the scope is
yes.
I didn't look at it. It is, what is it?
It's the scope of services is
the US for the business alliance.
Yes.
The scope
yes.
of services.
Yes.
Which will have that 150
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, that's attached. Yeah, is it going to be beefed up what we think?
No,
or
this is it. I'm hoping that this is it, and that we'll talk about what we're going to do, what the Economic Development Alliance is going to do with that money. But I don't think that, I think what UCDC had for a lot of years was a general contract, and it was broad, and it allowed for you to be creative and go and, you know, and make amendments and come to you however frequently you want to talk about it, but not be pinned down that $40,000 can be sent this way and $10,000 can be sent that way. And it's more that it's for marketing and education, and if we collaborate on an ongoing basis, then I think that that's really all that's needed.
So let's look at that scope.
Well, let me say a comment on that. Judging from my personal point of view, that seems to be in contradiction with what I just thought I heard before, because on the one hand you're saying just a general amount of money going on and you do the creativity, and I heard 10, and I thought was we were going to deal with some, you know, what the specifics of what we're planning to do.
I think we intend to talk about the specifics as we go forward. But I don't think that we want to get locked into the dollar amount that's going to go to each activity.
I don't, speaking of myself, I don't particularly care about the dollar amount for each activity. I want to know what it is that you're going to be specifically doing in the course.
I think our intention is to come to my team and talk about kind of our vision or, you know, what we want to accomplish this year as we kind of rebuild this infrastructure here.
Yes, and look at the scope of services. If you have questions and or ideas of how that scope can be magnified or whatever, let's bring it back. That's important to bring back. So.
And for point of clarification for February, so what am I hearing that February meeting will be your opportunity to kind of talk about what are the things you're focused on in 2015, what your plan is, the things that you're going to leverage, what happened last year, this year, and what you're doing going forward. Is that correct?
Okay. And measurements for success.
And that would be great.
Yeah, I think the question is, I want to have a relationship where, you know, we come to the meeting and, you know, the committee, you know, feel strongly we should put some focus on an area that we haven't listed. And like you said, yes, we're going to do that and be able to move forward with the contract without a, you know, we've got to figure out how to, hold you to your, and we're going to make a commitment, we're going to keep to our commitment. So
let's have that set up in February. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, thank you. Pleasure to meet you. Good to see you. I'm Josh.